Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1256. We're learning today Lilui Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabban and Zisa Lilui Nishmas Bliva Bas Reb Moshe. And the Refuah Shalema Leah Bas Cyril. The Refuah Shalema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our malacha of Chayresh plowing. Okay, we're trying to go through some various practical applications in reference to we've been talking about. Just real quickly, the Chazirov, I want to read from the Sefer Lamites Melachas on page 259. He says, the Shulchan Aruch, which is what we've been talking about the last few shiurim, just to review it real quickly, what we have. The Shulchan Aruch forbids games. Again, games. Remember that the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, they said that point also. We're dealing with a game-like setting. The Shulchan Aruch forbids games that involve rolling nuts on the ground, balls, nuts, these type of things, because these games require a smooth and level surface, right? There is therefore a very real possibility that one will forget themselves and scrape away any lumps and mounds or fill any holes, whatever the case is, or in order to have a smooth ground for playing their game. So of course, in doing this on a dirt surface, doing this outside on the soil or dirt, whatever the case is, grass, outdoors would be the melach of chayresh or possibly boina building, smoothing and leveling the soil. Indoors, of course, is building like we've been talking about in the past. Okay, so just real quickly reviewing over. According to some paiskim, the rabbinic ordinance applies to all grounds. That's what we saw in the Mishabura, that it will be usher on pavement also. All grounds, all surfaces without exception. Okay, so then he says further that, however, other poskim have ruled that the Isser Midrabbanan does not apply to districts, which we've spoken about, districts where almost no homes are made with dirt floors. Okay, just to split it up, outside in general, we saw the Mishnah Berurah for sure mentioned that there's a problem, in other words, outside on pavement. And the Sfarim bring it down like that. But he wants to go, they now going into the house a little bit, moving into the house. There is such a concept broke down the Bir Halacha. It's in conjunction with sweeping and so on, whereby all the houses in the district or most of the houses in the area where the person lives, which is most houses today, again, houses in yards, it's a lot different, because even if you'll say, well, many of the yards are pavement, but many places, a lot of the yards are not pavement. So the yard is much more complicated, and definitely on a pavement, outside, one should be careful with all these halachas, just like on dirt. As far as when it comes to rolling, these various different type of things, playing soccer or whatever the case is, marbles, nuts, these type of things, like the Mishnah Berurah said. But when it comes to indoors inside of a house, so then it's a little bit easier. He wants to bring down in conjunction with those halachas whereby we said when all the houses in the city have a hard floor, so then it's much easier in with the other halachas of sweeping and so on. He wants to apply it over here. Also, one may adopt a lenient attitude, he says, and permit children. He wants to say that, again, this is Sefer Lamites Melachos on page 259. One may adopt a lenient attitude and permit children to roll nuts, marbles, or whatever the case is, playing atmosphere in modern homes located in areas where all the homes are built with floors. Now, if it's in a place and time where homes are not built with floors or dirt floors, which I don't think we have today, then it's more problematic. That will be usher. That would have to be usher. But in a case and time where a person lives, like regular modern homes, like we all live in general, most of the year anyways, unless somebody goes upstate or whatever, to adopt it, one would be allowed at least to permit adults also over there, preferably not, but at least to let the children roll nuts, marbles, balls, these type of things located in areas where homes are built with floors. So the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down on page 255 in reference to Kugelach, right, the old game Kugelach that we always used to play with, playing indoors on the hard surface indoors. It is permitted, one will be allowed to play Kugelach indoors on a hard surface indoors. Now I just want to read from the in conjunction with the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, he brings down in Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Hey, actually Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Hey. Just to read it in English real quickly, children are permitted to play with marbles. Okay, marbles, kugelach, these various different type of things inside of a house. okay, even on the floor. You'll say, well, we know it's on a table. We said playing marbles on a table is no problem. Nuts on a table, no problem. What about on the floor? We said it's a problem with the floor. So children, again, we're stressing the fact more children over here. Children are permitted to play with marbles inside of the house, even on the floor, unless it consists of a bare, uncovered earth, unless it's a dirt floor. But if it's a regular hard floor, then it would be okay. Now he breaks it up. Does the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos again in Perek Tezayin, Perek Tezayin Halacha Hey, and this is where he breaks it up. But even children must not play with marbles or these other various different type of games which we've been talking about. They must not play with that out on the ground outside, right? Even if the ground is paved or surfaced in some other way. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that there's a distinction. The Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos is mamish making a distinction. In the house, that's okay as far as the hard floors, and as far as if you live in a city, which again most of us do, whereby there's hard floors indoors. So indoors that will be okay. We're not so worried about that. But in conjunction with what the Mishnah said, that even outside, and even if it's in a place, l'chayre, that the yards are hard floors, but one should, the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, so he doesn't mention anything like that, but he just says they must not play with marbles on the ground outside, even if the ground is paved or surfaced in some other way, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. He brings out an interesting thing, a ping pong, playing ping pong like a ping pong table. I guess children who play ping pong, whatever, on a table, so that will be fine. Again, you have it on a table in conjunction with these halachas, he said, that will be fine. Brings on the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, again, in Perek Tezayin, Ois Vav. Okay, so now just going a little bit further in the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, again, something which we said, just reviewing again, it's even according to the stringent opinions, those who are more on the Chomer Dekas side, they all agree, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that only floors, not tables, like we just said, is the issue. It's therefore permitted, according to all Paiskim, he wants to say, to play with marbles, nuts, these type of things, kugelach, whatever the case is, on top of a table, right? You play in a tabletop, there's no problem. Similarly, one may roll the marbles and nuts in conjunction with playing these games on a large mat. You have a large mat placed over the regular floor, right? Let's say even outside, even on a dirt floor, but it's placed over the regular floor, like you have a large carpet or whatever the case is, so that would be fine also. Now, he says something interesting, the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, in reference to playing jacks, there's such a game called jacks, and kugelach, which we spoke about, he says there's no restriction on playing with jacks or kugelach, even outside. We spoke about indoors, that's for sure no problem. But even outside, there's no restrictions on playing with jacks, kugelach, as these games do not involve rolling on a surface. The problem was over there, which Shulchan Aruch said, you stop playing games rolling, we're afraid you're going to come to level out the ground. But over here, as these games do not involve rolling on the surface, it's therefore permitted, he says, to play. It's therefore permitted to play these games on any floor, and even on a ground outside where there is a proper Erev. Of course, the issue of Erev always comes into play. One always has to be careful with an Erev, of course, when it comes to carrying. So he says, interesting, in the back, in Ara number 61a, he says, this is Poshet. He says, it's Poshet. Why? Because the whole Gezerah was, if somebody's playing games with rolling type of things, marbles, nuts, whatever, these type of things. Over there was a chashash, one might come to make grooves in the ground, and sheyochen derech legalgal huwego, is like the Mishnah said, they're going to come to prepare the grooves in the ground. But he said, these other type of games, like jacks, kugelach, it does not entail any rolling. So he says that's why the issue would not apply to those items. He says an interesting thing over there also, in number 61a, does the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, he says by kugelach, playing kugelach, right, for those of us who know what kugelach is, it's sort of like jacks, it's five stones and you throw it up, you have one z's, you have two z's and you throw it up, you catch it, or whatever, it's we used to play in yeshiva, I would assume they still play it today, I'm not so familiar, but regular kugelach that we all know about. But he says by kugelach, it does not entail any rolling of any balls. It's squares. It's like gold color squares. And he wants to say you don't need a straight ground. It doesn't entail a straight ground. You play kugelach, you throw one up, you catch one. You don't really need a straight ground for kugelach. So the gezeirah would not apply by kugelach. So he says, Mashiach came by the other ones, by the marbles, by ball, playing ball games, playing, nuts and these type of rolling type things over there. You need a straight down because you need straight ground because of the fact that you have to roll it. So therefore, the Gezerah would apply. Okay, interesting. And off, he says, but be it as a maid, l'maisa yesh tam l'hag, another reason to be mekel, b'smanazeh gam begoizim, even by rolling nuts, marbles, these type of things, but bias, bakarik, in a house that has a hard floor, you know, tiled floor or whatever, when most of the houses are tiled, so then that's much easier. Well, like we spoke about, thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.